It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I've thought about you a lot these last few days. How are you? Well, I'm feeling good, and I've brought some... Well, can you guess what I've brought? It's written all over this box. I'd like you to see all of these words on this box. That's the same word written all different ways. Just take a look inside and you'll see what that word means. See? Shoes, you're right. Yeah, I'll show them all to you. And when you're a very tiny baby, wear shoes like this. See how little they are? Or you might have some that were knitted or crocheted. And then when you get to be a medium-sized toddler, you wear shoes like this. And then as you grow a little bigger, you have shoes like this, and fancy shiny shoes like this for some girls. And then as the girls grow up to be ladies, they can have some shoes like this. And as the boys grow up to be men, shoes like this. As your feet grow, you have to get different shoes because these shoes don't grow bigger. No, it's just your feet that grow. As a matter of fact, everything about you grows together. Yeah, your feet grow as your legs grow, as your hands grow. Why don't we sing that song, Everything Grows Together, you and I together, all right? Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your arms grow as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your hands grow as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your fingers grow as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your legs grow as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your feet grow as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your toes grow as your feet grow, as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Yes, you're all one piece. You are. Every part of you grows together at the same time. Why don't we ask Picture Picture to show us how people make shoes? Would you like to see that? The inside of a factory where shoes are made. We can just pretend we're looking there. Oh, hello, Picture Picture. Picture Picture, please show us a film of people making shoes in a shoe factory. Thank you. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. You're welcome. It's Picture Picture. Could you look at those words, you're welcome, and just say you're welcome when you look at the words? You're welcome. That's like reading. Let's feed the fish. Isn't that interesting to see all those things that the people do to make shoes? Fish don't wear shoes. Do you hear someone at the door? Listen. Would you look outside to see who it is, please? Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Mr. Rogers.
McFeely.
Who I have here.
Oh.
Here's one of the dogs I told you I'd bring. He's a little late, but here he is.
Thank you for bringing him, Mr. McFeely. What a nice dog you are. He seems to like to walk.
I think so. He's a little frisky now, Mr. Rogers.
Have I ever seen this dog before?
Well, does Barney sound familiar?
Barney?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I knew a puppy a couple years ago.
Barney Hill.
You mean this is Barney
That's
Hill?
Barney, a small little puppy. Look how he's grown, Mr. Rogers.
Why, I remember this puppy when... Well, he was only this big. Just sort of like a ball of fur. Just wanted to sit on my lap all the time. I'd like to sit beside you here, Barney. You were so quiet when I first knew you. Mm-hmm. And now you just like to go for long walks at everything, don't you? What a fine dog. Do you remember the time that puppy came to visit me? That little Barney puppy? Why don't we think about that time and try to remember it? Yeah. Mr. McFeely and Officer Clemens are going to try to find your home. Did you just kind of wander off? Did you? Would you like to sit on my lap a minute? Mm-hmm. So soft. You'll be fine here with me, won't you? Sure, and we'll just wait for them to come. He's still soft, Mr. McFeely.
Yes, he is.
Dogs certainly grow, though, don't they?
They certainly do.
Dogs don't wear shoes.
Why, no, they don't, Mr. Rogers.
Just been thinking about shoes today. We've been seeing how people make shoes. Why don't we pretend that Bob Dog wants a pair of shoes?
Well, he's a pretend dog.
That's right, so he could want them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Horses wear shoes, you know.
Horses, that's true. Some people put shoes on horses. They're called horseshoes. Why don't we pretend that Horse and Bob Dog are together at the clock in the neighborhood of make-believe?
All righty.
Will you do that with us? Will you pretend that with us?
I want a pair of shoes.
I know.
I couldn't wear yours.
I know.
Yours are too small.
I know. Pipe up, Dog.
Hi, Daniel. I was just talking with the horse.
Oh, horse always says, I know.
I know. I want a pair of shoes.
Some shoes to wear?
Roar, yes.
Want to try mine?
Roar, roar, yes,
okay.
Yes.
I'll get mine.
Daniel's gone to get his shoes for me to try.
I know. Here, those are mine.
Oh. They're nice, Daniel.
Want to try them?
Wait, I'll put horse up here for a minute.
Okay.
And then I'll try one of them.
One at a time.
Mm-hmm. My feet are too big, Daniel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, thanks anyway. I'll go someplace else and look.
Oh, well, you're welcome, and come and play someday with me, all right?
Without shoes?
Any way you come is fine with me.
Okay. Thanks, Daniel.
Bye, Bob Dog.
Bye-bye. I'm going to leave now.
I know.
I wonder when the platypus family's coming back. Why don't you use your shoes, horse, and ring for Lady Elaine?
Well, if it isn't Bobby Doggy.
Yes, without shoes.
You want some shoes, do you? I have a special on shoes today.
Oh, Jesus.
There, it shows you special today. Shoes.
We're lucky.
There, now what kind do you want?
Oh, any kind, Lady Lane.
All right. Just look into my handy selectometer and you decide. Shoes, shoes. All right, now, what kind do you want?
Any kind, Lady Elaine.
All right, I'll find some for you. Just a minute.
She's gonna go find some.
I know.
Yeah.
There, those are the biggest I could find.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
You'd need some big ones for your big paws.
They look nice and big. Oh, boy. They might fit, too. I think they will. I think. Yeah, that one does.
Good.
Now, let's see about the other one.
You like them?
Whoa, boy.
Good, I'm glad you like them. What's the matter?
Well, now I need another pair.
What for, dear?
My front paws.
Oh, your front paws. All right, you canines are never satisfied. Just a minute. Oh.
Prince Tuesday has lots of pears.
There you are for your front paws.
Ooh, they look like they may fit, too.
Try them on.
Okay. That one's good.
Good. Now romp and play with my special today. Toot toot, sweetie.
Toot toot.
Toot toot.
Romp and play with her special today. Come on. Talk to Miss Prolificate. This is Bob Dog, and I'd like to make an appointment with Queen Sarah. Whoops, I didn't finish yet. Come back here. Did you say she'll meet me in the garden? Okay, in about 3.5 seconds.
Dog.
Oh, Queen Sarah?
Did you want to see me? Oh, have you learned a new dance?
It's my shoes. Now do you like me?
Oh,
They're nice shoes, Bob Dog, but I've always liked you. In fact, the part I like best about you is the dog inside, not just the trimmings.
Well, you like Prince Tuesday?
Not because of his shoes. I like him because he's my son, and I like you because you're our friend. It's you I like, not just what you do or what you wear or... Well, I'll sing you a little about that. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your shoes, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your fur, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you, Bob Dog, I like. Yourself, Bob Dog, not things that you wear. It's yourself I like so much.
Thank you, Queen Sarah.
I remember all those times we spent together in Westwood before I ever came here. You were one of my very first friends, Bob Dog. And I'll always love you, just the way you are.
Thank you, Queen Sarah.
Come on inside now into the castle and let's have another little talk.
Okay.
Here's Trolley. Hello, Trolley.
Hello, Trolley.
Have a good day, Trolley. Come along.
And Barney doesn't have to wear anything special either for people to like him.
And his people do like him, Mr. Rogers, and I better take him on home now.
Well, he will have had a good walk with you, Mr. McFeely. Thank you for bringing him by.
Well, I'll bring more dogs by sometime soon, Mr. Rogers. Good day to you. Come along, Barney.
Good day to you, Mr. McFeely. Do you know a dog at all? Do you? People grow on the outside. So do animals, too. But they grow on the inside as well. In very special ways, sure. For instance, when a little baby drops a toy, that baby just thinks that the toy's gone forever. And when that baby grows to be a toddler, the baby likes to hunt for something that's missing. You know, just runs around and just hunts for it. And then when that person grows to be 4 or 5, that person likes to find a special place to keep things so that he or she knows where those things are. That's a kind of growing inside. Don't you think, you know, from thinking that it's gone, completely gone, to being able to remember where it is? Yeah, it's not the outside part that's important. Not nearly so important as the insides of you. That's the part I like. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I like. Do you know why? Because you're the kind of person that it's easy to like. Yeah. It's not just because I can like you. It's because you're the kind of person you are. And it's not the kind of shoes you wear. No. And it's not any special way that you do your hair or anything that you wear. No. It's the person inside you that counts. That's who I like. Sure. I liked you yesterday, I like you today, and I will like you tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You've made it a special day for me. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.